The future of your universe starts with family engineering with Praise Forwear. Praise Forwear is a global leader in family life innovation and a premium coach working with high net worth individuals across different continents. Fasten your seatbelts as we make your life better.
Welcome to Family Engineering with Praise Forwear. I am super, super excited to be coming your way again today. You know that a lot of men want to do right, but it could be very, very tough, especially when they have not been groomed to externalize emotions. Now, many of us were raised to stomach our pain and keep quiet about what we should speak about. We were not even allowed to cry because, after all, they say men don't cry. So when we get married, they just suddenly expect us to suddenly learn how to open up about what we feel, how to speak to our spouses about our challenge when we were socialized to keep secrets. So I empathize with a lot of men, but what I say is, if we couldn't do it growing up, then we can start to learn how to do it even now. So if you're a woman listening to this, your spouse is not going to change overnight. That is a PhD holder of a particular template that raised him to live the life he's living right now. So it's not something you lord over your man. You need to apply wisdom and help us grow again. You see, creating a non-judgmental environment is one of the best gifts any guy can have, because the capacity to be open about our lives, to fully be honest, you know, about our emotions, it's not something that comes very easy, except you're blessed with a man that was properly raised or one who has really worked on himself. Last week, I spoke about the first common mistake that married men make. Today, I got to the second mistake, which is I can handle a woman syndrome. You know, I was taught growing up that assumption is the lowest level of knowledge. As a matter of fact, another man said, assumption is a mother of frustration that is only twin to guessing. That if you guess your way around, you will take a longer time to get to where you want to get to. But if you have clarity about where you want to go, it becomes very easy to navigate that journey and get to where you need to get to within the shortest possible time. Now, when we don't differentiate between a man and a wife, we will make a critical error, because a lot of married people understand who a woman is. As a matter of fact, some of them don't understand who a woman is. They understand what they think a woman is, and they don't even know who a wife should be. Now, when you don't humble yourself to decipher who your wife truly is, you would assume a user's manual and become frustrated trying to fit her into who she's not. You see, do you know the difference between a woman and a wife? Because a woman is simply the feminine expression of humanity, while a wife is the word "isa," which means the kind of help that only God could have supplied. A wife is a role. A woman is identity. So if you are the man who cannot stand the fact that a woman can stand shoulder to shoulder with you, argue with you, have a different opinion to you, then you're going to struggle to even accept our humanity, let alone accepting our role as her wife. How many times have you seen people say to you, "I have acquired a wife"? Now, one of the most disgraceful things I've found in the world is to marry someone with a strong personality or a unique personality, and you are unwilling to accept the personality because you think you can make her into your image. Now, you realize that a lot of people will fight back because that is not who they are. If you have an image in your mind, marry the image in your mind. Don't marry someone else and expect her to confirm to your image. Now, why do men assume they can handle a wife? Number one is cultural beliefs. You know, there are several cultures across the globe where the men believe that women are subservient to men. As a matter of fact, I usually would love to run a survey when cases of domestic violence come to me. And consistently, you know what I find? A lot of men believe that a man is superior to a woman. If that is your definition, there is no way you're gonna respect your women, let alone respect your wife. As a matter of fact, others also believe a husband is superior to a wife. If that is your perspective about life, there is no way you can manage a great woman or an intelligent woman, because you would believe you know much more than her, even when she has a demonstrable capacity in a particular role higher than you. So, cultural beliefs, and let's always remember that our culture is the way of life of a people at every point in time. For every culture, you want to ask, what was the worldview of the people created the culture? What were they thinking? What was the exposure level, and what exactly was the agenda? Because every culture has got an agenda, and culture can grow, which is why over time, some of the acceptable cultures in the past are no longer acceptable, because the more illumination comes, the more darkness disappears. Number two is the myth and lies. We have a lot of myth all across the globe saying that the life of a man is superior to the life of a woman. Men are life givers. You know, you hear all sorts. The first need of a man is respect. The first need of a woman is love. Hogwash. Every human being needs respect. Every human being needs love. You hear women are emotional, men are logical. That's not correct. Every human being has got emotion and logic. Number three, religious errors. If there is any movement that has done a lot of damage to this issue we're talking about, is a religious movement. And I believe if we have to correct this, we have to go back to religion, because when you have religion that do not permit women to lead prayers or do not permit women to pastor a church, what kind of religion is that? What we're sending around is that the life of a man is superior to the life of a woman. Now, I know we want to quote the founders of the religion, but have we considered the cultural context within which those people lived before they created those religions? So, when religion says a woman should keep quiet, what exactly is that religion trying to say? That if you have a woman who is intelligent, she should keep quiet. The Prime Minister of New Zealand or the Prime Minister of the Chancellor of Germany should keep quiet in a church meeting simply because she's a woman, yet the same woman can lead an entire nation? So, religious error. Number three, ignorance of a user's manual. There is a document on my website called the user's manual. It's an entire course on how people can write a user's manual. Both husband and wife should have. There's a document that defines and clarifies your life. Then number five is assumed personality. A lot of us assume we know who our wives are. So we think all women are the same. Not all women are the same. And I say that consistently, because their personalities are not the same. They're all bringing another same. Their worldview is not the same. Their experience is not the same. So you cannot generalize on matters that you should deploy a bespoke behavior to interact with them, because I have categorized women, even though it's even more than four, into four categories. Wives, not women. Now, you have the intimidating wife, you have the creative wife, you have the dependable wife, and you have the systematic wife. A lot of our men struggle to cope because they are always used to weak-willed women who have nothing to heart, who have nothing to say, who defer to their men at all times. But not all women are like that. So what happens when you're married to an intimidating wife? You see, an intimidating wife is a natural leader. An intimidating wife is a wife who wants to be in control and take charge of things. An intimidating wife is a workaholic. She can express fits of anger when goals are not met. She's achievement driven, can't tolerate delay. She can get involved in too many projects, and she's a blunt communicator. She can be very argumentative. It doesn't mean she's rude, but she sees the world differently, right? And so if you're married to an intimidating wife, you cannot lord it over her. You need to deploy service, patience, competence, and fatherhood. I'll take that again. You need to deploy service, which means you need to serve her. That may be too hard for some of our men. And you need to be patient with her. You need to be competent around her because she only respects competence. And you need to be a father. If you have a father's heart, then it's very easy to deal and handle our excesses. Now, you see, you need to understand that this woman fears being taken advantage of and can be angry when goals are not met. She's your key to taking the world. So don't try to clip our wings because she wants to fly and fly and fly away and take over the world. You know, be the wing and give flights to that wing. She, however, will need to master honor code. If she's not mastered that, you will need to help her. Now, there is the empowering space you need to be for you to maximize her, because a lot of us are in the disempowering space, and that's why we struggle with an intimidating wife. So your empowering space is, you must see her as bold and confident. If you step out of that, you will see her as proud and arrogant. As a matter of fact, the society may see her as that, but you need to stand for her. You see, she's independent, but the society may say she's rude. Now, rude is what you call it. Independence can cut across as rude, right? So you want to be in the empowering space where she's, you see, as decisive, as against someone that seeks to take over. You must see her self-confident, as against being disrespectful. You must see her as strategic, as against someone who is being ruthless. You must see her as determined, as against someone who is headstrong. You must see her as outspoken, as against tactlessness. So your engagement code is personal identity. You need to master who you are, celebrate who you are. You need to master yourself and be comfortable in your skin. You need to have self-security and sufficiency, where you are not that kind of man or husband that people need to worship before you find your very essence. Then you need a lot of maturity and leadership. If you see her as your daughter and you have the heart of a father, you will enjoy the beauty of her hard work and the beauty of a strong personality, as against looking down on her and seeking to clip her wings. You need to be intelligent and powerful, and you need to understand how to deploy systems to get the best out of her. I bet you this woman will serve you good if you master how to get the best out of her. Are you that man who is married to this kind of wife, right? Are you married to an intimidating wife? Please go practice what I've taught today, and your life will never remain the same. When I come next week, I would attempt to look at the other three personalities that your wife may have come as. You see, you've got all it takes as the leader to serve your family. Never assume women, because no two women are the same. They're always, always different. So I say that a woman is a school that you must humble yourself to attend. Once you attend the school and you're humble enough, then you will be able to understand her and lead her, as against judging her from your preconceived notion that has not been proven or tested. I'll see you next week. This is Family Engineering with Praise for Wowe. Share this with your friends and let us learn together. I'll see you. Have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for enjoying Family Engineering with Praise as we re-engineer a world that is fit for all. For more inquiries, kindly visit our website, www.praise.com. praisefulwaredtech.com or send us a mail, podcast@iampraisefulware.com, or visit our stores, www.iampraisefulware.com. You can also call us on +1 817 881 8696, +1 780 246 7955, +447 960 813430, or +234 810 857 1139.